Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this precondition of reading the Quran, which is generally understood, and that is that one has to be in the state of ritual purity, or one has to be in the state of wudu before reading the Quran. And this is generally described and it's generally explained through our religious pulpits, and our religious pundits say that it is essential, just as it's essential to pray before the prayer to be in the state of wudu. In a similar manner, one must be in a state of wudu while one is to read the Quran. Generally, this is what the edict is. However, I'm afraid that the very basis from which, from where this edict is derived, is erroneous, and people have wrongly understood a verse or misunderstood a verse of the Quran. And by virtue of this misunderstanding, they have incorporated this directive of making wudu or ritual purity as a condition for reading the Quran. Now, the verse under question or under discussion is a verse of Surah Waqia, and the words of the verse are لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ, which means that only the pure touch this Quran. Now, of course, if we understand this verse by severing it from its context and by just concentrating on these words, one is bound to deduce that the Quran is saying that one has to be in a state of ritual purity, which means to be in the state of wudu to touch the Quran. However, if one reads this particular verse in the context, then an entirely different meaning emerges. Now, the context of this verse of Surah Waqia, as indeed is the context or is the case where this topic is discussed, is that the Quran has not been inspired by evil spirits. It is brought down by pure and noble angels, and the Almighty is the source of the Quran. Now, this is a topic which is discussed at a number of places in the Quran, and here in Surah Waqia also, it is in this connection that this verse has occurred. And the whole purport is to negate the objection which was leveled by the Quraysh, and they would say that the Quran has been inspired by some devil or by some evil spirit. And it is in negation of this particular notion that the Quran has said, no, this is not the case. Only the pure angels touch it and bring it down from the Almighty. So, لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ does not at all mean that one has to be in a state of ritual purity to touch the Quran. As I said, this verse has a particular context, and it relates to the angels of God, and it is actually by saying that instead of these evil spirits, on the contrary, these noble angels, these pure angels bring it down from the Almighty, and these evil spirits have absolutely, they cannot interfere in any way in the revelation of the Quran. So this is what is being discussed in this particular verse of Surah Waqia, if it is read in its context. So we can safely say that this deduction that one has to be in a state of ritual purity before reading the Quran is not at all true. However, if a person wants to do wuzu and then read the Quran, this is something which of course will win a lot of reward for him. But to make it a condition for reading the Quran, this is not the right thing. We have no reason to believe so. On the contrary, as I said, this is something which has been derived from a verse which has an entirely different meaning. And it is, as I said, it would be good, it would be rewarding if we read the Quran while being in a state of wuzu, but then this cannot be regarded as a condition for reading the Quran. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.